This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, it's fair week in Hermiston, and wouldn't you know it, some of the hottest temperatures of the summer are heading this way. That semi-persistent high-pressure ridge is rebuilding over the inland northwest and allowing hot air from the southwest states to drift north. Heat stress will be the main concern today through Friday, especially from about 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. for both outdoor workers and livestock. Sprinkling with water, shading, and air movement will be important for the livestock. Hydration and timing of the most strenuous activities to avoid the hottest temperatures are important for farm work. Average temperatures will be 15 to 20 degrees above normal, and so fruits and vegetables will be ripening quicker than normal, and daily inspection and harvest may be needed. Now, on last week's program, it looked like there was a chance for rain with a cold front coming in later this week. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, as moisture will remain west of the Washington Cascades and in Canada, but the weekend temperatures will definitely retreat to near normal for early August. Look for irrigation demand to remain higher than normal at close to 2 inches for the week, except 1.5 inches for melons and lawns. Sprayers are advised that breezy conditions this weekend will make spraying risky due to drift potential. The risk for rapid spread of any ongoing or fire starts will accompany this increase in wind. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.